It's Saturday night, and the dance floor of the American Heritage Music Hall is crowded with couples swinging, stepping, and shaking to live country and rock and roll music. The music hall is spacious and makes a perfect venue for live music. Its walls are strewn with banjos and guitars, and photographs of early country music stars, a tribute to American musical heritage. Tonight is one of the highlights of the month for the music hall, which hosts weekly jam sessions and one or two Saturday night concerts each month. A lot of the folks in attendance are regulars.
I'm Marjorie Hamrick. I live in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. I've been coming to the music hall probably about 10 years. I love the people and the dance and the music.
My name's Tom Bobbitt, and I'm from Alderson, West Virginia. I like to dance, come out and dance. They have good music, a lot of good people.
Charlie Massey helped found the American Heritage Music Hall back in 1998. I spoke to Charlie before the show that night.
We started, Jeannie Crane and I and Fred Bolt, three of us started jamming in her family room, my basement, and Fred's garage. And they kept inviting musicians in. We outgrew our basements and family room.
Soon enough, they found an old unused pet shop in Fairleigh, just south of Lewisburg.
We first started six musicians, and then it was 10 musicians. Then all of a sudden the musicians said, well, so-and-so like come listen to us. We said, yeah, and the first thing we knew, we had 450 people to play to besides musicians.
After over 6 years of playing music at the pet shop, the owner wanted to lease the building again, presenting a huge problem for the group. Without a home for the weekly jam, Charlie and co-founder Jeannie Crane weren't sure if they wanted to keep it going.
In fact, the two of us talked about, let's just quit, don't do it anymore. Funny thing, our audience, we call audience family, they wouldn't let us alone. When you go find us a home, they called almost every day. And we pursued 32 places.
They finally settled on an old unused roller skating rink in Roncevert, the current home to the music hall.
Worked out good. Since we've been here, we have had people from 9 different countries visit us, and almost all the states. And we never really tried to grow, it just happened. But the audience helps us, so they make us grow.
Tonight's band was Nashville Departure, from up the road in Alderson, West Virginia. At set break, everyone in the venue grabs a seat at a table or files to the back, where a potluck dinner of pastas, salad, pizza, and desserts are served. I caught up with Randy Goodson while he was enjoying the break in the food. Randy sings and plays guitar and keyboards with the band. After music hall co-founder Jeannie Crane passed away in 2013, Randy was asked to become vice president of the organization.
Yeah, this is a small crowd from what we usually have, you know. We've had this place packed, you know, and it's dance floor stays packed when it's like that, you know. It's a lot of fun. The people here is just really nice, you know. They're so family-oriented. I mean, everybody is like a one big family, you know. Everybody's just really, really support each other and all that good stuff. It's a nice place.
Despite the older makeup of the audience here, the music hall still draws lively crowds. In a way, Charlie and the music hall organization are looking to Randy and his wife, Renee, to continue the tradition of the venue and possibly help inject new life into it, too.
Yeah, we're kind of, you know, just seeing what all happens, what it's all about. And, you know, when we first played it, it was all brand new to us. And right after, that's when Jeannie passed. And so we told him we'd, you know, kind of come in and see what it's all about and see what's happening and see what we can take it from there, you know.
Your Jeannie is gonna tell on you.